the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom. Keitzad mafrishin chale betume biyontif. Let us see, Rashi, what the problem is. Keitzad mafrishin chale betume shenitmeis ha'isa. A person had made ha'isa, and it was a sheer chi of chale, and now he has a tremendous problem. What is the problem? Vishuv ein chala haniteles mimena ru'uya l'achilas koyim. The chala that he's going to be mafrish will not be roi l'achilas koyim. Why isn't it roi l'achilas koyim? Because it's tome. So he'll be mafrish it, and since it's chala tmeya, so it's not roi l'achila. So now he has a problem. If he won't bake it, it's going to become chametz. So then it'll be over on Bal Yeroah. To bake it would solve the problem, but you're not allowed to bake it since it is yontif, and the only heter afi is only l'tzayrich eichel nefesh, l'tzayrich yontif. There's no tzayrich yontif in the baking of this challah. So that is the problem. V'shuv ein chala niteles mimena ru'uye l'achilas koyim. The chala that will be mafrish will not be roi l'achilas koyim since it's chala tmeye. Keitzad mafrishin oisa biyontiv. How could you be mafrish it biyontiv? Shal Pesach. Harei ein yochel lefoiso. He's not permitted to bake it. Ma'achesh ein ru'uye l'achilas because it's not roi l'achilas koyim. Let him not bake it. Let him wait till Meitzoh Yom to be Yevshin Shalei Tachmitz. So Memele has a problem what to do. But before we go further, Rashi says, Keitzad mafrishin chala betumish en nitmeis ha'isa. The Rishayinim speak out to Taisus HaRashbe. There's a Rishash over here. If the Isa would have not become Tomei, if he would not have had an Isa that was the Shir Chale, the Eitza would be that the Rishash says if the Kemach became Tomei, so there's not even Chale Chiyav HaFroshes Chale. Because he never had a Shas HaKosha. If he had added water already before the Gibel, then that's considered there was already a Shas HaKosha. So then there would be an Eitze to make an Isa Poches Mikishir Chiyav Chala. So he also would avoid the problem. That's why Rashi says, Shenit Meisa Isa. But the Isa, he had an Isa that had already a Shir Chiyav Chala, and that became Tomei. That's when the problem arose. So again, he's not permitted to bake it, because it's not Litzayrich Yontif. The Ran speaks out, because even though we hold Mitoich, Mitoich Shehutra, we need. This is Shitas HaTosfos. In Beye, that in the heter of Mitoich, you need a Tzeirich Tzas. According to Rashi, in Mesechtes Beye, Rashi holds you don't need a Tzeirich at all. Avmevissen, why can't you bake it Shalei LaTzeirich? I don't know what Rashi did, according to Shitas Rashi, why you can't bake it Stamazai. Even though it is not a tzeirich yontif, but you're allowed to do a pu'ula shalayla tzeirich also. Al kaponim, here it says, we don't have an eitzah. To bake it, you're not permitted. To leave it, you're also not permitted. It's in beiva bal yiro. Zitrashi ulisoil fo oi la'achilo leklom. So Rashi says a third alternative. This is chalat meye. There's a mitzvah to get rid of chalat meye. Either burn it, or ilachilo leklovim, iefsher, shein serf and kochim biyontiv. One is not permitted to burn kochim biyontiv. Now, we can be medayik from this Rashi to diyukim. Diyuk number one, we see from Rashi that the mitzvah of sreifas chala is lav davka yidei sreife. Rashi said you should be permitted to be machalit leklov. That is also a debatable statement. Taisvis tainis and mesech de Shabbos, that the Taisvis HaRashbe speaks about it in our sugye, that chalat meye, trumat meye, the mitzvah is only besreife. you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Taisus brings a Gemara in Shabbos, kishem shemitzvah lisreif es hakadoshim, so it's a mitzvah lisreif es hatrumet meyim. So what is Tamaz Rashi's kasha to be machal the klov? Rashi vaistois that the mitzvah of getting rid of trumet meyer or chalat meyer can be niskayim aydei achilas klovim also. That's one chiddush we see in Rashi. What is Rashi's teretz? Rashi says iefsher shein surfin kochim biyontiv. Now this is very difficult to understand. If the kasha would only be sreife, so we can say ein surfim kochim biyontiv. This is a mitzvah that is not a mitzvah hayoyim, it's not a tzorech hayoyim. So it is not toich yontiv, ein surfim kochim biyontiv. But Rashi had asked a kasha, let's give it to a keller. He asked a kasha, let's give it to a keller, so there's no meloch involved whatsoever. So what is pshat in Rashi's teretz, ein surfim kochim biyontiv? Rashi by us is bekitzer, but Rashi mesechdes beye is dafchav zayinu mitbeis is a little bit more marich and is a little bit more enlightening. Rashi says as follows: v'loiteime dafke sreife. You should not think you're not only allowed not allowed to burn it mishum davore shalei letzayre. That's why you're not allowed to burn chalat meyeh, trumet meyeh. So Rashi says that's not the reason. The havore letzoirechu. Als meleches havore, it is letzoirech. That lokes ner biyontef letzoirech achile imuteres. One is permitted to be madlik a ner letzoirech yontef. Vafilu hochi b'shemen sreife loy b'shemen trume shenit meis. Shemen trume, that one is permitted to, a kohen is permitted to use it for fuel, is permitted to be madlik it. So Rashi asks, why can't you burn trumet meye in yontif? It's letzairich hayoim, I'll be madlik it letzairich yontif. So you can't say, oh, it's the maloche. It's not a maloche. So Rashi says the gzeres hakosim she'ein kochim tmeim mizbarim biyontev. The gzeres hakosim that kochim tmeim cannot be mizbarim biyontev. Rachmone achshevei lahav orosom dechsiv be'ish tisorev hilkach melochi. Now what is pshat in Rashi's teretz? Rashi asks the kasha shemen sreife trumet tmeim. The kohen uses it for his own hanor. He uses madlikit letzayach oichel nefesh. What's wrong? Rashi answered, "Ein kochim tmeim isbarim biyontev, derachmona achshevei lahav horosom." The Gdula Shmuel and Meseches Beye brings down a sefer Teiras Chesed, that the Teiras Chesed brings down a Yerushalmi. A Meiridike Yerushalmi in Mesechta Shabbos, Perik Beis, Halacha Aleph. In Yerushalmi it says that Kochim Tmeim, which one is not permitted to burn in Yontif, one is not permitted to burn in Shabbos, state in Yerushalmi, what'll be if a person will kindle, will ignite Kochim Tmeim Erev Shabbos? And it's going to burn in Shabbos. Is there anything wrong with that? So the Yerushalmi says, yes, it is also. Because kochim tmeim is not permitted to be misbayer in Shabbos and in Yontif. So we see the iser is not on what the gavre is doing. He's not doing anything. By meleche Shabbos, the iser is I'm not allowed to do in Shabbos. But if I do before Shabbos and setutzach in Shabbos, it's not called I'm doing a meleche. Va'af al pikein, this is also. So you see the iser is that kochim tmeim is not allowed to be misbayer in Shabbos or in Yontif. Not the Isser isn't on me. The Torah didn't want that this should occur in Shabbos. That their kiloyim should occur in Shabbos. And that is bemesin the loshon of Rashi and Beyer. She'ein kochim tmeim mizbarim biyontif. Drachmone achshevei lahavarosam dersif. There's a posse. So Al Kaponim, whatever the posse could be, we learn out from this posse, the Torah didn't want that this should occur in Shabbos or in Yom Tov. So now we understand Rashi. So Rashi says, give it to a keller. So Rashi says, but what are you going to accomplish by giving it to a keller? You're going to accomplish that it's going to be misbayer in Yontem. That's your purpose. That's your purpose. You want it should be nichle. Doesn't have to, according to Rashi, it doesn't have to be nichle davka al yedei ha'esh. It can be nichle through achilas kelabos. That's also called, it was destroyed. And that's also the mitzvah of kiloyin kochim. Afal pikein zogt Rashi, aber in kochim is barim biyontem. That is shitas Rashi. So Memele, that is the Mishnah Shaila. Keitzad mafrishin chale betume biyontif. How can you be mafrish chale betume biyontif? That means it was yontif shel Pesach, the Isa was nitmeis. What? How are you going to do it? If you'll be mafrish and you won't do anything, it's going to become chometz. To burn it, you're not allowed to. To bake it, you're not allowed to. It's shalei letzeich eichel nefesh. Rabbi Elezer oimer loy tikra lo shem. So Rabbi Elezer says, the vial, don't be koyre shem chale. Ache te yofe. First bake it. Bake this whole ise without being mafresh chale. Let us see what Rashi says. Rabbi Lezer oimer loy tikra lo shem chale ad sheteyofe tchila. First bake it. So what do I accomplish by first baking it? So Rashi dakati kol chode v'chode chozilei. So Rashi says the mafrish mikol chode put. Rashi says as follows. That means, let's say I had a big isa, and from this isa I made 200 bulkalach. Fine. So I have 200 bulkalach. I take these 200 bulkalach and I put them in the oven. So is there anything wrong with baking these 200 bulkalach? So that's wrong will be as follows. If I will decide that I'm going to take one bulkalach to be challah on the 199 bulkalach, then there's a big problem. So it comes out I'm baking 200 bulkalach, but there's only 199 which are letzeirich yontif. Because this one bulkalach which will be chal is not letzeirich yontif, because it's not edible, it's not mutter lekoy. That is if I decide to be mafrish one bulkalach on the 199. There's another way this can be done. Who says I have to be mafrish one bulk on 199? I can bake 200 bulkalach and I'll be mafrish from each bulkalach a small piece. So memele, so what is the problem over here? So l'chayr, one can also ask a question. It's also not poshut. If you'll say that you're being mafrish challah, that means in each bulkalach, let us say that 1/50th of this bulkalach is challah, so memele, you are baking 1/50th of this isa shalei letzeirich yomtev. That means that way you're baking this chalek, and this is shalei, no one can eat it. But that is no kasha whatsoever. That's a heta of riba b'shiurim. That means I'm baking a bulkala, and this bulkala is for me. There's a chalek that I won't be able to eat the whole thing. There's a chalek of this bulkala that is shalei letzeirich. That is a heta of riba b'shiurim that is mutter and yomtev. So Memela Sarashi says, Rabbi Elezer said a very smart thing. Rabbi Elezer says, let's not speak about challah yet. Well, bake it. The value that then after eating it, bake it. So Rashi says the heter of baking it is kol chode v'chode chozilei. That means when I'm baking each bulkalah, I'm not doing anything wrong legabi yontif, because theoretically I could bake each one for myself. And it's royal achila for me because I can be mafrish challah from each one. That's when I bake. So when I'm baking it, I have with this heter, theoretically, I'm not doing each bulkala I bake, I'm not doing any, there's no afiyah shalei letzeirich yomtev. After he baked them all, now he has a big job in front of him. He has 200 bulkalach to be mafrish challah from each one. Imrotzo, so now he doesn't have to do that. Yavrish challah shleima al kula. Now if he wants, it's baked already. And the heter was, it's because it's chazilei, this is called an afila tzeich yontif, kol chode v'chode chazilei, al yidei the mafrish mikol chode pute. That was the heter to bake it. It could be, so therefore it is chazi to be, it's called a tzeirich yontif. But now, after it's baked already, imrotz, if he wants, yafrish challah shleim al kula. Now he can take one challah. Instead of bothering and being mafrish challah 200 times, he won't have one shleima. He can don't take one bukula and he'll make this challah on the whole thing. That is how Rashi learns pshat in Rabbi Eliezer. Now Rashi adds a few words which are very difficult to understand. Kedesanye b'gemore, the kosova Rabbi Eliezer hasal shehu roide min hatanur l'soichoi mitzalfoi l'chala. Now it seems Rashi had a kashana. Mishloim, if you're going to be mafrish from each chala, no problem. But Rashi had a problem now, but now that I don't want to be mafrish from 200 bulkala. I want to take one chala and be mafrish from this chala on the one bulkala. I want to be mafrish from this bulkala on the 199 bulkala. So Rashi held that you can't be mafrish from this bulkala on the 199. The different bulkala. This cannot become chala on all the 199. So Rashi says, the kesover Rabbi Eliezer, hasal, shuhuroide minatano lesoichai mitzalfe lechala, the basket that all these bulkalach are put in when they are taken out of the tano. So we have one basket with 200 bulkalach. This basket with 200 bulkalach is mitzarif all these 200 bulkalach. So therefore I can take one bulkalach on the 199 bulkalach. Now, before we go further, let us just see Taisvis. This is a very shvera Rashi. Just let's see, Taisvis on Memvova Medveis, the Vermaschel Hoyel, it is two lines before the lines start getting wide. We have a long Taisvis on Memvova Medveis, and two lines before the lines start getting wide, in the Taisvis Hoyel, the Ein Nira L'Rivo. The Ein Nira L'Rivo, Mashem Mashme Mitoich Perish Akuntaris, ואף על פי שהויה בהן כדי חייב חלה מתחילה, רשי וייס תחויס, that even though there was once a חייב חלה, all these 200 בולקלה come from one איסה. There was a חייב חלה on all these 200 בולקלה, and רשי וייס תחויס, that you need a new מחייב נאי, need a new ציר of סל, in order a סל מצל פון. So Masha Mashma Ter Peshakundas Dafa Pishoy Ben Kadechi of Khala Mithila Bainan Tsirov Sala Hafrish Achas al Kulan. Now to be Mafrish, one and all the others, you need a Tsirov Sal. Vachain Mashma Bipsak Shaloila Kama. Rashi Vaisa Saikhatazai. That you need a Tsirov Sal? Zuktaisis, it's not true. The Loi Bainan Tsirov Sala Rabbaloza. You don't need a tziruf sal koin tabeloza. Elok shloi hoye betchila shechala. You know when you need a tziruf sal? If you had made two isois, and each isa did not have a shechala. The shechala is mem gimel beim v'chaymish beya. That's a shechala. So if you had two isas, one isa, each one was 25 beim. So each isa was potem in a chala. And you baked them separately. So there was no chiyiv chala. Now you'll put it into a sal. Now there'll be chala chiyiv chala. Yeah. The loibin in siyo sal rabeles al shloi hoyo betchilo shir chala. If there wasn't a shir chala to begin with, so rabeles was mechadish, even though b'shas gilgul ha'isa, there was no tziriv. There was no shir chale. There can be chala chiyav chala al yedei redie el asal b'shas the lechem already. The hochi meisel al kama b'shmeitin. The Gemara brings down that what Rabbi Eliezer says roidem in asal as chayvach and roidem el asal as chayvach chale. The Gemara brings this down in a case where there was no chiyav chala b'shas gilgalisa. Gabi hani noshi the ofyin kapizi lepischa. The Gemara Daf Mem Chesam at Beis relates that there were truma women that, in order to make sure that the isha should not become chometz, so they wanted to make a big isha. They wanted to make a small isha that they should be able to work consistently with the isha. If you have a big isha, you can't take care of a large isha. So they used to make small shiurim. They made small shiurim, so Lagabi Chometz was a gewaldike hiddah, that they can, the small sherisa will not become chametz. So the Gemara says that's a hiddur in chametz, but it's not erlich in mitzvah challah. You mafkia mitzvah challah by making small isis. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara brings that Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds that that's all mitzalfon. I can later create a chiyav challah. Let me make small isis. Later I'll make a chiyav challah. He made small isis, his potam in a challah, ache yeshuchu. Unless the isis will bite one another, that means they'll be attached in such a way that when you pull them, a chelik will come off from each one. Abelezer oimer, you don't need that. Afaroide benoisen lesal also can create a chiyav challah. Mashme behedye. The Mayri Heged Loi Hoyo Shir Chala. There wasn't a Shir Chala. So that's Oisi Sosi Kabin Kabin. There you need Rabbi Lezer. Avol Heged the Yesh Shir Chala. If there was already a Shir Chala. Yimachuyi Bachal Lebin in Tzirif Sal Afrish Mizel Zeh. There's no such din of Tzirif Sal. Ela Hakofe Baalme. That you do need. There's a din. Toirim Min Hamukif. That means Sai by Afroshes Truma, Sai by Afroshes Chala. It has to be, when you, the trume that you mafresh on the chulin has to be touching it. That's a din that teire, that's a din teire min amukim. That's not roidem in asal. Roidem in asal is a din that creates a chiv chale. Teire min amukim, you don't need a sal, you don't need mechitzes. The Gemara is later a tzad that by a sal, you need that there should be, the Gemara clears if you need a lavazveis, do you need a rim to surround the chalas? That's a din. So there's a din sal, a sal mitzal. Minamukif is no shaykhis at all with sal. Minamukif means that the trume has to, or the chale has to be close to the chulim. We'll see, it has to touch it also. But it has no shaykhis with a sal. Avol heichet diyeh shir chale lebin in tziruf sal lahafrish mizelze, ela hakofe ba'ome. You only need, they should be close one to the other. They literally mean a mukif, come I be trume meiser. There'll be a tzir of sal, a hafrish mizel, ze. By trume, you need a tzir of sal, but there's a dimin a mukif. Ela hakofe, ela kofe. Hakofe, you do need. One should be next to the other. Miu, niraleri. Now, the risa is something else. The im, the sin, you don't need a sin of sal. You can put it on a table without a rim, and that'll also be good. Miu, niraleri, the im, the sin of sal. But I feel you'll put in a sal being a nami negiya ba'adi adodi b'shem natilus chalam in a mukif. A sal is leimal leimayret. That means you don't need a sal, and even though you put in a sal, if it's not touching one the other, it's also no good. Chadama Rabbi Lezer gufa b'per keshein. Shtei isois, you had two doughs, achas tohire v'achas tmeye. So you want to be mafresh from one on the other. So you have a problem. You have to be mafresh min amukif. So how can you be mafresh the isa teira ala tameya if you're going to touch, you're going to bring the isa teira to the tameya? So it's going to become tameya already. Is noisin poches mikebeya beemtza. So you take a poches mikebeya beemtza, which is not mikabel tume. I say it's a poches mikebeya, it's not mikabel tume. They little min amukif. With leishore de tzir of sal, mash but the boy na mi negiya. So you do need negiya. Aber Kaponim, so Teusves erst an this Rashi, doch zugestellt, Rabbi Lezer, le Shittose, reide min as alles mit Zare, Teusves erst, the whole Rabbi Lezer, reide min as alles mit Zare, is only when you need to create a Chiyav HaFroshes Chale. Then there's a din, then there's a halacha, that you need Tzirav Sal. But here, that's not the case over here. Here, a Chiyav Chale, and now only need min amukiv, so Sal is loy ma'ale, v'loy meirit. The I feel it isn't a sal, it's still not minamukif. And if you make a minamukif, you don't need a sal. That's Taisus Kasha. Hagavuchai, just this Gemara, what Taisus brought down in Mesechta Saitim, the Gemara says that you have a problem. You have two Isais. One is Toil, one is Tomei. So you put Eichlem Pochas Mikabeye. And that'll be mitzar of the two isis. But it seems that the oichel poches mikabeya does not in any way does not become metzurif to the Isa Tahira in order to be metamet. It seems it serves as a buffer zone, but it doesn't somehow, even though each one seems to be touching the Eichel Pachas Mikabeyev. Before we heard on Daf Membova Medalef, we heard that, we heard al Gabi Tzirif Tumadika Pachas Mikabeyev Eichlem V'nogu Bahai Botzek BePesach. There the Gemara said that, that's how you make a kebeya oichlam la kabel tume. Darf me wissen why in the memvov it's considered like a kebeya oichlam that's me kabel tume, and there me sech the soiter is not me kabel tume. Vakert, the pochus me kebeya serves as a buffer zone between the isa tahoire and the isa tmeya. Al kolponim. Let us get back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah, we had a problem. What does one do if the Isa became Tomei, it is Yontav Shel Pesach? So Abelezer says, the vial, don't be Kair Hashem. Bake all the Bulkalach before Kri Hashem. And then I have a heter, because I can, it is possible that each Chala is Letzairach Yontav, because I can be Mafrish Mineu Bei Chala. So each bulkle is being baked, let's say, Rech Yomtev. Later, Rashi says that later I don't have to be mafresh from each one. I can be mafresh from one on all of them. But Rashi said you need Tziriv Sal, and Rabbi Lezel at Tamei, and the Ribo says you don't need Tziriv Sal, you just need Min Hamukif. That means it should be touching, the challah should be touching the chulam. This is Rabbi Lezer's Eitzah. Omar Rabbi Yeshua, no, Bemseira Oimer Tatl Betzoyna. Bemseira says, Rabbi Lezer was a Pesapsalom the Sheitzah. You can bake it, and it's not called Chilu Yomtev, it's called Afiel Etzoyrech, with Alomdes, Kolchode Vachode Chosjule, Demafrish Mikolchode Pulte. Rabbi Lezer had gesagt Lomdes. Bemseira said, Balabatish, Mustaf Megain with Lomdes, not only Mustaf Megain with Lomdes, and Ishkahalten from the Lomdes. So he said, the best thing is, you take this Isa, you kaira shame chale, you put it into freezing water, and you have nothing what to worry about. It won't become chometz, maitzoi yontif, you can give it a koi and he'll burn it, and shalom al Yisrael. That is Bemseira's Eitzah. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz asks a very interesting kasha. We had a gemara before on the second perek that there was there was a ship that had sunk and it was full of chitim, and there's a whole problem what to do in the chitim. Now this chishte was not a heated swimming pool. This chishte was a cold river. It was tzainon. So it was soaking in tzainon. And here Bemseira says, if you have something soaking in tzainon, there's nothing more to worry about. It'll never become chametz. In fact, the Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz, so what was the problem over there? There's two interesting terutzim. One terutz he wants to say there's a difference between Isa and Chitim. Chitim, it seems, will become neschametz betzainon only, and Isa won't become neschametz betzainon. One teretz he wants to say, Kozman it's betzainon, there's takanat what to worry about. But when they took out the chitim from the ship, and then it wasn't already soaking in cold water. It was wet and there, but it wasn't soaking in cold water. So in that time, it could become chametz. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. So we have over here, Rabbi Lezer said, Alom de Sheitza, what to do? Ben Pseire said, A praktische Eitze, what to do? And Rabbi Yeshua says, there's no problem. He says, there's no problem whatsoever. Loi zeu chomet shemuzorim olav bal yero bal yemotza. What are you afraid of? You say, Harezu chale. It's not your chale. Doesn't belong to a koyin. Doesn't belong to anyone. Belongs to Shevet HaKohunet. That doesn't mean anything. We'll see soon in Rashi. So Mela, who's over by your roar? So let it be chometz gesunte hay. There's no problem. Lo yizehu chometz shemuzorim olav bal yiro bal yimotze. So be mavrish techale. Se reizu chale. It can be chometz. You have nothing what to worry about. Ela mafrishosa, menichosa at ha'erev, imichmitza, ichmitza, no problem whatsoever. Lo yizel chomet shemizorem olov, kede meforish begmoret, the lav didayu, it's not his, la'acher shekoro le Hashem, he was koyre Hashem chalas, that's not his anymore. Ukroksiv sholcho I atoroye, the Torah says now to have your own chomet. Vizze einoi shalcho, this is not his, ha'reizu chalas. The loy shall have a recho, it does not belong to Yechave either, dakati le motoli av koi, because our koi didn't get it. Zok the Helike Rishash, Rashi Lishitosa, we had Rashi in the first Perek, that Rashi holds like the Teres Chaim and the Goin, that the din of Shalcho Yatoroye is not pshat, that it's not allowed to be mine. If a yid has a yid's chometz and his reshus, he's also over bal yiro. The nifkad is over bal yiro. Rashi says in the first peg, shalcho yataroye, aval ataroye shal acherim, shal akum, shal gavoye, shal hegdish. So Rashi said, why did Rashi say, why did he have to have a tight shal acherim, shal akum? You have to have someone else's chometz in your reshus. So why says Rashi holds it's not true? A yid's chometz, you're not allowed to have in your rishus. If a yid will have chometz in a yid's rishus, then the nifkad will be over bal yiro. Not if a goy's chometz in your rishus, not if hegdish's chometz in your rishus. Or if a yidish chometz in your rishus, you're not allowed to have. Zoktach Rashi, but when a person says a reizu chal, it doesn't belong to anybody. It doesn't belong to the Yisrael, because it's not his. It doesn't belong to a koyim proti because no one was zeichen. It's moment hashevet. Moment hashevet doesn't mean anything. It's moment that should be given to the shevet, to the shevet eschusim. But it is not shel chaveirecho da kati leimoto liyat koyim. A koyim was not zeichen it yet. So meile. So there's no problem about yiro. That is shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Let us see Taisus. Lo sikra lo shem at shetayofe, zog Taisus im hoya koira lo shem. According to Rabbi Lezi, it would be koira shem, lo yoyocha lo foisa, he couldn't bake it, for lo yla serfo, and he can't burn it either, then serf and kotch him beyontiv. Kdiyale, where, Fine and I'm a time of this man hosom, I'm a leakin' b'shem, just like in Seif and Kachin b'yontiv, the Mishnah says in Shabbos, I'm a leakin' b'shem and Seifa b'yontiv. Shem and Seifa means Trumet Meye, so you're not allowed to burn Trumet Meye in Yontiv, because in Seif and Kachin b'yontiv. The time of, in fact, Taisvis, what similarity is there between Kachin and Trumet Meye? Bishleim epsu kaidish ein seif and beyond shein yochel lahonis mimenu b'shas reif. One is not permitted to derive benefit from it. Avol trumet meye sheyochel lahonis mimenu b'shas reif. But trumet meye, one is permitted to derive benefit. Amay ein seifin. So why can't you burn it? K'moy shemuta lahadlik b'shemin shel chulun lano. So that was Bemison Rashi's kashin bey. He's just like you're allowed to be madlik shemen shalchul olano, so you're allowed to take shemen and kindle it for your benefit. Kach yisreif trumet mei olano. Techi mipnei shem mitzvah lisreif migra gora. I'm doing it for myself, and I have a mitzvah also. So what's wrong? V'tiretz rivo, Rashi shtik teure, that Rashi holds kochim im is barim beyonte, that Taisus wasn't noches to at all. Taisus does not like Rashi shtik teure. So if I'm not doing an avere, if I'm allowed to kindle it for my hano, for my benefit, so there's no meloch involved, so why can you do it? V'tiretz rivo, so the rivo says as follows, the shemen shalchul im mutala hadlik lano, so if I have shemen shalchul, I'm allowed to be madlikit for his hano, k'may shemutalech, I'm allowed to eat shemen shalchul, I'm allowed to use it for kindling purposes, avotrumet meye, basure bechol hanois, the coin is not permitted to derive any benefit from it. Nimtza shahavore eino lahano. So that, if the Torah asked all hanos, and the Torah said you should burn it, so not pshad is, you're allowed to burn it for your benefit. The havore eino lahano, elo l'shei mitzvah sreifa. The Torah said there's a mitzvah to burn it. Elo, Shatayra lo yikpidam yenem imenu b'shas chayif. The Torah wasn't makpid. It will derive benefit from it while it is burning. But the kindling is letzairich mitzvah. The Torah didn't say, the Torah said not to have any benefit, not all of a sudden the Torah said, oh, it's yours to have hanos hadlokeh. No, the Torah said, you're not to have any benefit from it. There's a mitzvah of sreif. Elisha Torah lohik pidom. The Torah wasn't makbidim yehenami meno b'shas chayif. That means while you're doing the mitzvah, so the kohen is permitted to derive benefit from it b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah. Lekach ein doichi yontev kishas esreif es kodshim, midi dahave en edom v'dovus tamam diom en kreivim b'yontev. Ava b'shyesh bem heter l'achilas odom, given the ikhay le gavoye ve kahanim mishulchan gavoye kazachu also le sheichtam. So Taisa says, just like by the dorim ve the dovis, that means even though eventually I may derive benefit, that's true, but that is pshat, the pula, the shchita I'm doing, I'm not doing it for myself, I'm shechting that I should be able to have meat. The shechting is a marsher for the avodas hakom. And this is all the pulas are being done l'avodas hakom. And after this is done, the Torah said that I'm permitted to derive benefit from it. But the pu'ulos ha-machshiros are not done l'tzorech ha'ichol nefesh. The pu'ulos ha-machshiros are done l'tzorech hechsher hakom. So the same thing over here. The sreife is not that the Torah said, oh, it's yours to derive benefit from. Because I see any other, I'm not allowed to derive benefit. So al-kocho, the Torah said, is a mitzvah to burn it. So the etzem kindling is letzorech, not letzorchi. The kindling is letzorech yontev. Letzorech mitzvah sreifes trume. But then the Torah said, while the mitzvah is being done, a kohen is permitted to have benefit from it. But that is not called that I'm doing this pula letzorech ha'ichol nefesh. The pula is being done letzorech mitzvah sreifes kodesh. According to the man, the Yomah holds the dom of dom kreivim b'yontiv. So he holds k'sove ikir shchita l'tzorech odom. Not pshad is that he holds even the ikir is l'tzorech gavoya. The ikir is l'tzorech gavoya, but since he'll derive benefit, it's mutter. Then it'll be shver ha-mishne. No, he holds that the ikir shchita is l'tzorech odom. Amos shreifes trume t'meya eino l'shem hano mid'osa kol shar hanois. Elavadai l'shem mitzvahs biyahu. Peri pirish, that's the riva shita. Peri pirish, the vadai mutter l'israf biyontem truma l'tzorech ha'ichol nefesh. The ri holds, there's no such problem. If he's allowed to have an offer mitzvah, mele zich allowed to burn l'tzorech ha'ichol nefesh, shachamei mishulchan gavoye kazoch. There's no such thing. This is not a kolm. The truma t'meya was given to the kohen. The Rambam Shita is that just like there's a mitzvah to give truma tahira to a kohen for achila, there's a mitzvah to give truma tmeya to a kohen for adlokeh. So it's fakert, it's for his benefit. So tushtal to mishulchan gavoye. Ala de gazrino. So I besay, so what is the whole problem over here? You have truma tmeya. So give it to the kohen will burn it. Well, I say, it won't be any problem. So the gazrina letzayrech otu shaloi letzayrech. That means, if you will be permitted to burn trumet meyeh letzayrech oichel nefesh, so they might burn it shaloi letzayrech. That's also min ha-teyre. The gnim kachim sein tzayrechim beyond it. Ad shetei ofe. So the Mishnah had a problem. Keitzad mafrishin chale betume biyontev. So Rabbi Lezer said, Lo sikra lo shem ad sheteyofe. Oy Mary, so the Ri said as follows, that you know who had a problem? In Eretz Yisrael they had problems, because in Eretz Yisrael chales are the reise. So they had a problem. Oy Mary, anan, but here in Chutz Loretz, we don't have problems. Sharinan, likreis lo shem koidem afiyah. We can be matir to be koidem shem before the afiyah. Aye. Aval gav de paskin in kabbalaz. The ike koin kotten chosil leke dome beper kat kamen. Ein trumas Chutz Loretz asura elomishe tume yoitza olov migufay. a kohen that was lo keri, so that kohen is not permitted to eat trumas chutz laretz. But kohen katan shel lo lo keri, so he's permitted to eat trumas chutz laretz, afilo it's trumat tmeye. So memeila achala tmeye. So memeila, so we have no problem. We get a hold of a kohen katan, and memeila will bake it. We can bake it for the kohen katan, we'll give the kohen katan in yontiv this chala tmeye. And he's allowed to eat chalas chutz laretz, even though it's tummy. V'chein posak bal alochis b'leilis b'seid de pesach b'shem Rav Kohen reish mesift. Rav Kohen tzedek reish mesift. Period. Afilu leka kohen kotten. So tachtais is afilu, there's not a kohen kotten. Still no problem. He eat a kohen kotten. If I have a kohen gadol, shari, there's a way how to give it to a kohen gadol. The chaz yilei al yidei bitl beroy. You can be mevatel it beroy. Chalas chutz loretz, you can be mevatel beroy. Kidiyom ahosam rabbe mevatel lo beroy v'ochel lo bimei tumeh. That they were mekel. When you're allowed to eat chalas chutz loretz, al yidei bitl beroy. So memeila medoch nochan eitze. So if you have a coin, if you have a coin cotton, doch gorgut. If you have a coin godel, you could also bake it for him, because he can be eitze to a bittle boy. Now, the Gemara says there's another eitze, which Taisus does not speak about. There's another eitze. Afilu a coin godel, she yotze tuma migufoi, so he can table himself, and then he's equivalent to a coin cotton. But the Taisus HaRashba explains that this is not a Poshet Eitze, because the Taisus HaRashba was Mesupik if he need Heref Shemesh. Could be he needs Heref Shemesh. So if he needs Heref Shemesh, he have a Kohen Godel that's Tomei in Yontiv, so it doesn't help. So he's not going to eat it till at night, that's why it's Oifim in Yontiv L'chol. So Memeil, that's why they did not want to say this Eitze. So the Eitze was, if you have a Kohen Cotton, or with a Kohen Godel with Bittel Barayv, that you could be, they can eat it in the tafil at Seir Yontek. V'im taima, frak toch teisvis, v'amai le sherina lefeis chalot meye mitam da oma, abshimim ben alozberg, beiz de bey, af me male ishe tano pas, af al pishen et zricha le kikar, echne shapas, nefe yotak shapane mole. Frak toch teisvis, the Gemara says, that a person is permitted to fill up a tanur with pas, even though he only needs one pas, because by filling it up with pitas, so the airspace will be smaller, the heat will be more intense, and therefore the chalas will bake better. So memele, so that's called a tzeich eichel nefesh. So memele, what's the problem over here? Let him be kair Hashem. And he doesn't need this challah, he doesn't intend to eat this challah, he can't eat the challah, but al kaponim is permitted to bake it, because this is a tzeich eichel nefesh, and it should be now in the oven, while the other challahs are baking. Yomar Rabbe, Yomar Rav, Hosam Alochi, Blaz Bav Shimon, Afilu noyme da'osa lefes nesh la'osa le'taltala, Afilu will say, we can't bake it because of a different problem. That it's muktzeh. Chalot mei is muktzeh. So if it be kair Hashem first, he won't be able to be metaltalim. Mikol makim kiloi kora lo Hashem, but if he wasn't kair Hashem, amai tzor l'taim edohoyu, the Gemara says later, we'll see, we have a whole sugya daf memches, that Rabbi Lezer was matal with alumdus of hoyu. Dr. Taisus, why do you need hoyu? On hoyu. L'chadchila is allowed to bake it. Al t'alochi memale isha tanu pas afa b'shenu tzricha l'ki kerechet on the heter of hoyl. V'oimari, the time that we're in b'beil l'shecha l'vetanu awak y'orif v'tachas kecholim loy. So Taisa says it matters how you bake it. If you bake it in a tanu, then it'll be a heter gomo. If you bake it tachas kecholim, so then you're only permitted to bake the kikros you will use in Yontif. The ribuy kikros do not contribute to the kikros, to the quality of the kikros that you want to eat in Yontif. Tatil bitzaynon, oi mari, der Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shua, loi pligi, abem beseirish, loi toil, hatole bitzaynon. There's no machloikis. He says, that what Ben Seirah says, that Tzoynen will prevent it from becoming chometz, they all agree with him. No, they held, either in Lomdis, you could avoid it, or there's no necessity to avoid the chimas. But everyone is made that Hatola Betzoynen will help. Heiche she'ire she'kol Hashem, oim Rabbi Netan, Tatol Betzoynen. V'ustake koir Hashem, so then the best thing is to be, Rabbi Elazar said, you shouldn't be koir Hashem. But if you will be koir Hashem, then the Eitz is taken to be Matol Betzoynen. Zogt de Gemor. Now we have here a machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and the other Tanoim. If there's a problem of Bal Yoro, Rabbi Yeshua avoided the whole problem. He's not over by Yoro by Yemotze. Rabbi Elazar seems told you're over by Yoro by Yemotze. So does Ben Seder. The Shaila is Toivas Ano Momit. So Trashi, what's the title Toivas Ano? Dover Muit, the Sanya, Rashoi Yisrael Leimel Lachaveire, one Yid Yisrael Leimel Lachaveire, Heilach Sela, a Yid is permitted to tell another Yid, take a Sela, Vetain Kol Trumaisecho Leben Biti Koin, and give my Einikol the Koin, give him all your tumen. Behindu toives ano sheyesh lo liyisrael b'chalazu. This is the toives ano that the yid has in the chala. Sherashoi lesito lechol koyin sheyirze. He has the right and privilege to give it to whichever koyin he wants. Velito davamut. And he also has the right to take some, to get some profit from it. You want me to give it to this koyin? So make it worthwhile for me. So Memele, so there is some bilus that the Yisrael has in the Tumah, the ability to be able to give it to whichever kind he wants to, is a bilus, and Memele can get money from this. So that's called, he has monetary schusim in the Chale, in Tumah. So Memele says, Abelezel saw about Tevis on a moment. So it's called that the Yid has momentous. Is a chal, harvi ha chale kididei. So it's considered this is his chalim. But over Allah, so there is over bal yero imach mitzagabe. If it become chomet, zukach ofilo bereisha. Therefore, he has to first bake the chalim. Rabbi Yeshua saw the teves on the ainer moment. Rabbi Yeshua saw the teves on the ainer moment. The love didehu, and it's not his. The ain't a muzer aleo, and he's not muzer, possessing this, and holding this chomet. On mishum pekodim, ay, lechere, he should be oiver, ashi, peknochemot, the kashi, as a pekodim of another, yid bayim, nami leko, takati le moto, le yoda, the coin doesn't have any schusim in it yet. So it's not chomet shaloi, it's not chomet shal Yisrael achem. So the Gemara wanted to say that the Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is, if Toivis Hano Momain, or Toivis Hano Eine Momain. Frekte Rishash, a very Geshmake Kashe. Frekte Rishash, he doesn't understand what's flying here. He says the whole Indian of Toivis Hano Momain is, for Yisrael has Chala or Truman, and it's worth money. So Memele, he has a booming business. That means all the shvers, all the zedis come that have kahanim, that want the truma the challah should go to a kohen. So they'll give him a pesazay some money that it's worthwhile for them. So he has a certain schus in the truma, and it's a monetary schus, and get money for it, to give it to whichever kohen he wants. So Memele, so he's called a shtikol bailo. He said, that is all over. When it comes to chometz, that's also ba'ano, who is going to give him a penny to give to his eidim or to his grandson, the koyim? Mustaf sein koyim, hobn the chometz to ke. It's chometz. We're talking about that when it becomes chometz. So Rabbi Elazar says, when it becomes chometz, it'll be over by Yiro.
Frekta Rishash, who's going to give him money? Who's going to give him money to give the chametz to his eidim or to his grandson? It's worthless. It's also about not. Frekta Rishash, a very interesting parak. He said, we had in the first parak, Shnei Dvorim Einam B'Shusay Shal Odom V'Ason Akosu Kilu B'Shusay. So he says, Pshat is, one should never be over Bal Yoro, because he has no monetary schusim on the chometz. He's unable to do nothing with it. It's also Bahano. Vason akosu kilo b'shusay. So the Torah said, Lagabi the love of Bal Yoro, we don't look at the Issa Hano. We, Ke'ilu it's b'shusay. When it comes to love of Bal, no, we live in a channel of Ke'ilu. Ke'ilu b'shusay. Ke'ilu you are able to derive benefit from it. So me'mele, so do pas aniso teimes hano also. What would be if it would be mutabano? If it would be mutabano, you could get money from it. So that's the same ke'ilu. Just like on your own chametz. Theoretically, it's not yours. Since you can't derive any benefit, what kind of a bailam are you? You don't have any schusi momen in it. But the Torah said, asona kosov ke'ilu, yibishusay. Yoiva ba'al yiro because of a ke'ilu. So he says, here we have the same ke'ilu. What would be if it would be mutabanos? You would have bailas on the chala. So memele, that is the svorim Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Yeshua, Tavis Hano, ain't a moment. So Tavis Hano, ain't a moment. So memele, is nothing but, so he's not even by Yiro. Zog the Gemara like, the kul alma sovri Tavis Hano, ain't a moment. Everyone holds Tavis Hano, ain't a moment. The hoche bahoyul kamiflik. What is the machloikis? The machloikis is, do you say hoyul? Hoyol, the drabelez, the sovam rinen, hoyol, the boy, itchel alo, momoinehu. Rabbi Yeshua, sovam rinen, hoyol. That means, the machloikis is as follows. That means, even though now it is chala, and now it is not his, it doesn't belong to the Yisrael, it doesn't belong to the Kahan, it's wonderful. But this yid always has the potential to be shoyol on the chala. Chale is just like a neder, just like he could be shoyel on a neder, he could be shoyel on chale. So this potential, if he would be shoyel on this chale, so it would become his chale, it would be his. So memele, so therefore, it is considered that he has a potential bailus on this chale. I can make it mine. That means potentially can make it mine by being shoyel on the chale. I'll be shoyel on the chale, be mine. So Memele Abelezer holds a potential Shaloi is also Shaloi to be over Bal Yiro. So Memele Hoyoli Boy Mitchell Alei. Fahavi Shaloi. So Memele is over. So he's over ready. Because of the ability to be Shoyel on the Chala. That's what Rabbi Lezer holds. And Rabbi Shua holds. You don't say Hoyol Iboy Mitchell Alo. Let us see Rashi. Loi, the Kula Alme. Tavis hano ain't a moment. Vahoyul kamiflugi. Rabbi Elazar sova over alay. Mishim hoyul viboy mitchul alo. Vahodar letivray. If he would be shayil, and become again tevil, vididayu. Al koneda vahegdish etrume hakodish bamir espe yochel ishayil lachochem velake debure. Hilkach mamaynehu vahovar alay. Now, before we learn this next half of the Rashi, we'd have to learn a little Gemara further, the Gemara Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, and then we'll understand what Rashi is talking about. Let us just learn a little of the Gemara further, on the next Shikul Gemara. Itma, ha'oife miyontev l'chol. What is the halacha if a person is baking miyontev l'chol? He's not baking l'tzeirich yontev, he's baking l'tzeirich chol. Rav Chizde Omar Loikes. Rav Chizde said this person is a this is on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. We'll come to Daf Mem Ches in a minute. This is the next Shikul Gemara now. We have two Gemaras we have to see. Itma Ha'ayfe Miyantev L'chol. A person is baking Miyantev L'chol. Rav Chizde Omar Loikes. Rav Chizde says he's Chayiv Malkes. This person is Mechalo Yontev. He's baking L'tzeir L'chol. And as we'll see in Rashi, this person is speaking about, he finished his suda already. He doesn't have, he's full to the brim. He's unable to eat anymore.
was mekayim oinde giyontif mit alle hidurim. The only reason he's baking now, he wants to make a simchas beis hasheive tonight, so memela he wants to prepare now. Ha'oife miyontif luchil. Avchizda oma loikis. Avchizda says this person gets malchus. He's baking shalel tzarech yontif. So he's loikis. Rabba omar ainu loike. Rabba says he's not loike. Havchizda omar loike lemrinen hoyul umikli oichim chozi loike. Rabba omar ainu loike lemrinen hoyul. Now Rabba said a very, very interesting svar. This person did not have kosher intentions. That's for true. That's true. He's baking miyontim lochel. And now, in the miyontim lochel, there's no heta of a fiyah. But what will be if Oichem will come? And then the Oichem will come, and Baruch Hashem, he has food for them. This food that he, that was baked with Tzorech Choyl, now would be eaten by his Oichem. So it comes out that the food that was baked in Yontiv was, we see Ochein Eichiach Seif al Tchilosi was divided in Yontiv. So we see that this was an afia letzeirich yomtiv, even though it wasn't his intention. Aba lemaisa, we see that it came out that way, that it was a meloche bi yomtiv letzeirich yomtiv. That's if oichem would come. So memele, Rabbi says, therefore, since there's always a possibility that Oichem might come. So there might come out a Yomtif usage from this Meloche, from this Afiyah. So you can't give him Malkus. Mina Teire, this is not considered a Meloches Yomtif, since there is a possibility that this may be a Meloche Letzeirich Yomtif. That means if the situation will arise and Oichem will come, so this can end up being a Meleches Yomtiv, so Memele you're not like it. Smuta mina Teire. That means there's a potential Tzorech Yomtiv is also sufficient in order to make it a Tzorech Oichel Nefesh. That is what Rabbah holds. Even though Oichem Lamaisa didn't come, so get me garnished on. Yeah. We have to know what Rav Chisda holds. Rav Chisda says, Loikes, what is the svar of Rav Chisda? Does Rav Chisda hold that since his intentions were not for Oichem, geit me garnisht on, afilu Oichem will come, he'll still get Malkus, because he didn't intend for Oichem. That wasn't his intention. He was baking the Tzorech Choyl. Or Rav Chisda holds to say he's not like a Choyl or Mikri Oichem, since there's a possibility Oichem can come, that should be mafkiya the chi of Malkus. If Oichem don't come, that's out on it. But if Oichem Lamaise came, could be Rav Chisda will also be moide. Tachsach mir, after being mevadim Rabin, I think speaks about this chakire, what Rav Chisda holds. Abal kaponim, Rabba holds, you don't need Oichem to come. Rabba holds that, there's a potential that this meloche might end up with a meleches yontif, a meloche letzeich yontif, that is sufficient. Zot Rashi, ha'oife mi yontif lochel, la'acher she'ochal, v'gomar sudosa, he finished eating already, the pshitalon v'loichosilei midi ha'idne ad ulte she'uchel. I know now that for him it's not roi, this will not be eaten by him, till my tzayyot, like him, shem leisas to call malacha. Hoyil be miklo le'echem she yitzrichem lepas ze hayoin. So memele, that is the svara of Rabbi. Now let us turn to Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Sagt die Gemara, Oma Romi Bachome. Now this is six lines from when the lines start getting wide. The Omed, this is the last two words on that, on the sixth Shulam. Oma Romi Bachome. Ho de Rab Chizde ve Rabbe, Machloikis de Rabbe Leza ve Rabbi Shuhi, Rabbe Leza Sova Amrinen Hoyo, Rabbi Shuhi Sova Loi Amrinen Hoyo. So Rami Bachome said, this machloikis of Rav Chisden Rabbe is a machloikis Rabbe Lezen Rabbi Shur. Let us see Rashi. Oma Rami Bachome. Ho de Rabbe ve Rav Chisden, defligo gabi yomte ve sherin olay mishem hoi eloi loi, machloikis Rabbi Lezen ve Rabbi Shui. Rabbi Lezen sov amrin en hoi. So Rashi yazai. Af al gav te soifoi la hafrish achas mehem chal chalom. The Maisa, the end is going to be, he's going to be, he's not going to take off from all 200 bulkalach to 200 afroshes. He's going to take off one challah. And so now, the nimtza, zuktachashi, so let's see what really happened. So he baked 200 bulkalach, and one bulkalach was baked without a tzairich yontet. The nimtza she torach bedovo she einay roi lachila. He didn't have to do that. It was possible it could have ended out. It could have been done a different way. It could have been done in a noifin that everyone would be baked letzayrich yontif. He'd be maf. We could say each one is chazilei. Umutala faisa. So Memela Rabbi Lezer holds hoyel. What happened? Gateman nicht on. If as long as there's a possibility that the pula that he's doing is not a chilo yontif, the pula that he's doing could be a pula letzayrich yontif. Here, all 200 bulkalach could have been letzayrich yontif by being mafresh chalav from all 200 bulkalach. So Memela, that's called an afil letzayrich yontif. Rabbi Yeshua saw the loyim rinin hoyel kdei lahato meleches yomte. You don't say hoyel to be mata meleches yomte. Va hoyel be boy mitchell alay de la lekoy rami bachom alo hoyel de isa meleches yomte. Before we also heard that there was a machlokes Rabbi Lezer said hoyel Rabbi Yeshua didn't say hoyel. That was of Yoiva bal yero and chale. Ed Gemara says Rabbi Lezer will just say hoyel the yitchel alo. And he says, he doesn't hold of oil. So Rami Bachome was machadish one thing. That there's a double machloikis between Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yeshua. That means Rabbi Yeshua said there's nothing but to worry about. Be mafrish challah, it'll become chometz, no problem, it's not yours. So that the Gemara said before that Mavovim Abbas, Rabbi Lez disagrees. What do you mean it's not mine? It could become mine. Hoyli boy mitchalala, it could be shaylam. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer is chaylik on Rabbi Yeshua. Now, Rabbi Lezer had said there's an eitzah to bake it. Is there a machloikis in this nekudah? Rabbi Yeshua said you don't have to bake it. You can be mafresh, you can become chometz. But does Rabbi Yeshua disagree with Rabbi Lezer? Do you hold you're not allowed to bake it? Or does he hold you're allowed to bake it? But you don't have to bake it. You know Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Lezer. He holds that to bake it, you have a chalo yontif. Because I know what you intend to do. You don't intend to take off chalo from 200 bulkalich. You intend to take one bulkalich to be chalo on the other 199. So it's going to come out that you baked one chalo shaloi letzayrich yontif. So Memela, so that's also. Are you telling me Hoyel? It could have been differently. Could have is not a matir in Melechus Yom Tov.